This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky welcomed on Monday what he called the news we have been waiting for from troops fighting in and around the shattered eastern city of Bakhmut, but gave no further details.
And I want to thank for...
Перше. Я вдячний кожному нашому воїну, усім нашим захисникам.
Zelensky said in his nightly video address, quote, I'm grateful to every one of our soldiers, all our defenders who this day have provided the news we've been waiting for, fine job soldiers in the Bakhmut sector. Russia's military said it had thwarted a major offensive against its forces in eastern Ukraine. But Ukrainian officials dismissed any notion that an anticipated major counteroffensive had begun. A Turkish commando battalion requested by NATO has arrived in Kosovo to assist in quelling recent violent unrest in the Balkan country. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Violent clashes with ethnic Serbs a week ago left 30 international soldiers, 11 Italians and 19 Hungarians, and more than 50 demonstrators injured. The clashes have grown out of an earlier confrontation after ethnic Albanian candidates, who were declared the winners of local elections in northern Kosovo, entered municipal buildings to take office and were blocked by Serbs, while ethnic Serbs had overwhelmingly boycotted the votes. The Turkish commando unit will be joining a peacekeeping mission already in Kosovo in a reserve capacity. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The U.S. ambassador and a State Department official held candid and productive talks on Monday with Chinese officials and made clear that Washington would stand up for its interests, the State Department said. The visit followed China's snub last week of U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin. This is VOA News. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan takes his presidential oath for a third time, as analysts predict foreign policy will be a priority amid Turkey's ongoing veto of Sweden's NATO membership bid. Dorian Jones has more from Istanbul.
Ankara's opposition to Sweden's membership bid comes as Ankara pledges to deepen ties with Moscow. Russian President Vladimir Putin was among the first to congratulate Erdogan's latest electoral success. Putin gave Erdogan significant financial support during his presidential election, deferring billions of dollars in energy payments to support the beleaguered Turkish economy. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
U.S. weather scientists with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration say carbon dioxide levels in the air continue to rise. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
The cause of global warming is showing no signs of slowing as heat-trapping carbon dioxide in Earth's atmosphere increased to record highs in its annual spring peak. Arlen Andrews, the Greenhouse Gas Monitoring Group leader for NOAA.
That trend is very concerning.
Andrews adds emissions used to increase by maybe one part per billion per year, but now they are increasing at twice and even three times that rate, depending on whether there is an El Nino. I'm Shelley Adler.
Former U.S. President Donald Trump's lawyers have met with Justice Department officials as a decision nears on whether to bring charges over the mishandling and hiding of classified documents. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The three lawyers spent more than an hour at the department and left without speaking to reporters. They'd asked 2 weeks ago to meet with Attorney General Merrick Garland over what they said was prosecutorial misconduct and overreach by Special Counsel Jack Smith's team. But a meeting with Justice Department officials is also often used to try to persuade them against bringing criminal charges. The probe into potential mishandling of classified documents at Mar-a-Lago is believed near the end, with a charging decision likely soon, though it's unclear if or when charges might be brought. Sagar Magani at the White House.
U.S. regulators sued Binance and its CEO on Monday for allegedly operating a web of deception, piling further pressure on the world's biggest cryptocurrency exchange and sending Bitcoin to its lowest in almost 3 months. The Securities and Exchange Commission alleged Binance artificially inflated its trading volumes and diverted customer funds. I'm Joe Ramsey.